Thank you all for coming in today. I'm going to present some research that I did in Costa Rica at the University of Idaho, as well as our partner institution in Costa Rica, CATIE. The banana weevil is native to Southeast Asia. It's been dispersed throughout the world where bananas and plantains are grown through contaminated planting material. And so it's an important pest, particularly in smallholder banana and plantain systems throughout the tropics. So here's banana and plantain, both in the genus Musa. The damage is actually caused by the larvae. They make these tunnels or galleries into the banana corm, and those inhibit nutrient transport, so that can reduce the weight of the banana or plantain bunch. And then if the damage is severe enough, like in this farm, the plants can actually topple over. So this farmer has propped up these plantain plants because of damage below ground. And so I did this work in the Talamanca region of Costa Rica, which is over here on the Atlantic coast just north of Panama. There are two indigenous territories there, with the Bribri and the Cabecar indigenous groups, and many of them rely on farming for their primary source of income. So these are small to medium scale household farms. Plantain is one of their major cash crops, and here you can see a farmer loading his plantains for transport to the road where someone will come and buy the plantains. And then here's a typical plantain farm. And we found through farmer interviews before we started this project that pesticide use was common in the plantain systems. So I decided to work on a potential alternative to pesticides, which is pheromone traps. The aggregation pheromone of the banana weevil has been identified, and it's commercially synthesized within Costa Rica at Chemtica. And so it's locally available, and it's been evaluated already within Costa Rica in large banana plantain plantations, but has not been evaluated in these low-wage management smallholder farms within the indigenous territories, which are just very different agroecosystems. So here's our homemade pheromone trap. It's a plastic bottle with the lure hung from the top and holes cut in the side to make a pitfall trap. So my objective was to evaluate the efficacy of pheromone traps for banana weevil management in these smallholder plantain farms within the indigenous territories. My research questions were, one, what is the effect of pheromone trapping on banana weevil damage levels and plantain yield? Also wanted to look at what happens to the weevil trap catches over time, if there's a decline in those or not. And then three, it wasn't known if mated females as well as virgin females would respond to the pheromone lures. So obviously if mated females don't respond, the traps are not going to be as effective. So we did this in 12 plantain farms within the Bribri indigenous territory. Most of these are close to this main river, and we had to get there by boat. We had six farms with pheromone traps and then six farms without traps for controls. In the farms with traps, we put the pheromone traps there for 58 weeks. And then we sampled banana weevil damage and yield both before trapping in 2006 and after trapping in 2007. And there's a typical farm. So in each farm, we sampled 10 to 16 plants for the weight of the plantain bunch, the sale price of the bunch, and then the percent weevil damage in the corm. The sale price, the farmer gets either the full price of a bunch if the bunch is big enough, or if the bunch is not big enough to get the full price, they get a two-for-one deal where they get they sell two bunches for the price of one. So they're not as happy about that, obviously. So we kept track of that. And then to estimate the damage in the corm, we took two cross-sections of the corm below the collar at 15 and 10 centimeters. Here's the collar where the pseudostem and corm join. And then for each cross-section, we took the diameter of the corm. And then we had a 1 centimeter square grid where we would count the number of squares with banana weevil damage. So here's these dark spots are the banana weevil damage. So then we had the percent, the area damaged divided by the total area to get the percentage and average those two cross-sections. And then for putting the traps in the farm, we used the commercially recommended method, which is to have this line of four traps at 20 meter spacing within a 1 hectare plot and to rotate them forward every month until you get to the end and come back to the beginning. So it's a way to reduce costs by using fewer traps. So the traps were filled with water and laced with detergent, and then every week we serviced the traps, replaced the water, and removed and counted the weevils. Then to determine the mating status of the female weevils, we took a subsample of 12 of the traps and dissected the females. So there were 96 females in that subsample, and I dissected them, removing the spermatheca and examining it to see if there was sperm there or not, if the female had made it or not. So here's some of the data. This is from the initial sampling of damage in 2006 before trapping started, and then the first 3 months of trap catches when we started trapping in the six farms with pheromone traps. So here's the total damage. This is per farm in the six farms. And then mean trap catches, so these are averaged over 3 months. And this just shows that there is a relationship between the trap catches of weevils in the farm and the amount of damage. So more weevils corresponds to more damage. And then we wanted to look at what happened before and after trapping. So this is weevil damage in the corm. So there's our percent area damage in the corm. And going from 2006 are the black bars to 2007 are the gray bars. And so in the control farms, weevil damage actually went up, although it wasn't a significant difference. And then by contrast, in the farms with pheromone traps, damage went down, and that was a significant difference. So we saw a reduction in damage in the farms with pheromone traps. We didn't see any significant changes in yield. So this is the same scheme, and then bunch weight over here of the plantain bunch and the control and trapping farms. So in the control farms with no traps, the yield went down a little bit, and then in the trapping farms, it went up a little bit, but neither of those differences were significant. However, we did see a significant difference in the sale price of the bunch. And this is what the farmers are really interested in, because they don't get paid per kilogram, they get paid per bunch. So they either get paid full price of a bunch, or they get the price of one bunch, but they have to sell two bunches to get that. So this is the percent of the bunches that we sampled that were sold for the full price as one unit, and then the control and trapping farms again. So it actually went up from 2006 to 2007 in both groups of farms, but only in the trapping farms was that difference significant. So, and then we wanted to know what was happening with the trap catches, if they changed over time. excuse me, in some of the farms we didn't see much of a change. So this is one of the farms where we have mean weevils per trap, and then this is the average for the trap rotation period. So the periods that we move the traps forward 20 meters. So here we don't see much change over time. However, in some of the other farms, we did see a drop over time. Those tended to be the ones that started out with the higher trap counts to begin with. And then for the mating status of the female weevils, I only found one female weevil out of the 96 that had not mated, so that did not have any sperm in its spermatheca. So pretty safe to conclude that the mated females do respond to the pheromone lure. And then to conclude, we did see a reduction in banana weevil damage in the farms using pheromone traps. Damage went down by 33% overall in those farms. We didn't see an effect on the weight of the plantain bunch, but we did see an increase in the percent of bunches that were sold as one unit. excuse me. And then with the trap catches, there wasn't a clear pattern over time. We did notice that the farms with higher initial trap catches also had a greater reduction in damage. So it seems like maybe below a certain level, you're not going to see much of a decrease, but if you have a higher population, you might see more of an effect. However, even without a decline in population, we still saw reductions in damage. So it seems like you can still get a reduction in damage even if you're not trapping out the whole population. And then again, the relationship in the beginning that we saw between the amount of damage in the farm and the trap catches in a farm indicates that removing weevils will correspond to a reduction in damage. So that's all. I'd like to acknowledge all of these people, and especially Cam Olschlager for providing lures. And are there any questions?